The month of September is Suicide Prevention Month. We focused on that a little bit in some other conversations that we've had, but you can never talk enough about such an important topic. And we're going to visit a little bit more here today about that specific topic. Carmen Rowland is with us here this morning. She's the Program Director for Senior Life Solutions. And Brigham Hoig is with us, Cass County Wellness Coordinator. Thank you both for stopping by.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Yeah, all together now. Very good. Talk a little bit about first, there's an event coming up this weekend to kind of put a spotlight on suicide prevention, a walk that'll be happening. Brigham, that'll be this weekend at the Schulberg Quarry Park?
That will be this weekend, yes. Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m. at the Rotary Shelter at Schulberg. So that's the one over on the west side near the dog park, if you know where that is. So the event will go 7 to 8:30. And we will have a speaker from the VA talking about suicide prevention. And we will also have a nice little electronically lit candlelit walk that will be really lovely around that Schulberg Quarry.
Okay. And we should stress that, 7 p.m.
Yes. It's an evening walk. Okay. We're going to kind of walk. We'll have the speaker first and then walk kind of when the sun is going down. And I would mention that there are a number of organizations that are going to be there with resources and are participating, including Cass Health, kind of our presenting sponsor, NAMI, Southwest Iowa, the Mental Health Disability Service Region, Full Circle Therapy, Zion with the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center, and the VA, as well as Extension.
And also, I did find out that Roland's Funeral Home is going to be there to support their grief and loss counseling services that they provide.
Excellent. So we might even have a few more partners than I mentioned.
Very good. Well, and again, as I said, it's an important topic that we can't talk enough about. And we've got a lot of folks willing to join that discussion, too. And for good reason. Carmen, you work directly with a lot of folks here in this area through Senior Life Solutions. And, you know, maybe some might say, well, why is it so important, that particular topic, to Senior Life Solutions? But I was fascinated by a statistic that you tossed out when we were kind of visiting before we sat down here behind the microphones about the percentage of folks in rural America who not only have suicide tendencies, but also those who follow through and the age and the statistical numbers of those people.
Oh, yeah. So the American Foundation actually did some research back in 2020 that talked about suicide in general for all populations, and they found that 1.2 million people each year up to that point have actually attempted to commit suicide, and that there have been actual 130 deaths per day. To top that off, those in our rural areas are even more susceptible to those numbers because we lack those resources and places to be able to go and get help. Unlike the urban areas where they have a lot of resources there. Our farmers are a tremendous risk because of the isolation and things. And also men age 85 and above is the highest rate as far as our rural community. And then I also found statistics showing that with our rural veterans, it's been shown that there's 22 veterans a day that die by suicide.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of folks are very aware of the numbers when it comes to veterans and some of the issues faced there. But, you know, in a rural area, you would think that we'd support each other. And there's, you know, we're neighborly. You know, we always seem to be looking out for other people. So you would really be, I would think, maybe more surprised that the numbers are so large in a rural area like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's one of those things, too, where everybody thinks, I don't want to talk about it because it's embarrassing and it's only happening in my family. So, you know, my family is broken or there's something wrong with my loved ones. And it's so prevalent. Mental illness and mental health struggles are so prevalent. I think it really helps us to reduce that stigma by talking about it. Getting help is okay.
And a lot of times they've been taught as they've been growing up, you know, we don't talk about our problems. We don't air our dirty laundry per se, and that it's something we don't talk about at all with anyone else. Nobody needs to know our problems or issues.
But isn't it true, although we don't come right out and say, hey, I'm thinking about killing myself, the people who are in that mode right now and thinking about those types of things, don't they usually communicate that in some way to us through their actions, through their deeds, their words?
A lot of times it's not only what they say, but it might be how they behave. You might notice people who start giving away their personal belongings. Mm-hmm. They might start hoarding different things such as medications or buying new firearms. Maybe they call people and tell them goodbye in their own way. One of the big things that a lot of people don't think about is the calmness before the storm is what they, you know, it's when that person has finally come to accept the fact that they are going to do this and that they don't have to worry about anything else. So then they become very calm, very happy. And the next thing you know, you hear that they have actually died by suicide.
And it's not just the person who might be contemplating trying to have a hard time to, or maybe not wanting to specifically bring it up, but if we notice the signs of someone who's doing mm-hmm. that, how do we bring that up? How do you approach something like that?
Well, the biggest thing that you have to realize is that nobody's going to tell you they're going to do it. Nobody's going to come out and say, hey, I'm thinking about Saturday evening, you know, after the play, I'm going to go home and I'm going to end my life. Mm-hmm. We have to ask them. We have to be completely direct with them. And it's not a matter of asking them gently. It's directly. We need to actually say, do you feel like you are going to kill yourself? Do you feel like killing yourself? Do you want to commit suicide?
And what? I think something about that Carmen mentioned earlier before we got on this show is it's a myth that asking that question will put the idea in someone's mind. That's a really important thing to know. And also when you ask it, listen to how Carmen asked that. She asked that without judgment. It wasn't, you're not thinking about killing yourself, are you? You know, it was, are you thinking about killing yourself?
A lot of times just asking those questions opens the discussion and it makes them feel like, oh, somebody's going to listen. Mm-hmm. Somebody I can trust. I can, you know, who can help support me through whatever I'm going through. And it's just opening that conversation, which that could be the difference between life and death.
Yeah. I was going to say, is that all it takes sometimes?
It really is. And that's where we have the opportunity then to share resources that we've got. So, you know, Carmen has some excellent helplines. We have a new, it's called 988. It's just simple, like 911. It's a crisis line that anyone can call. So just call 988 for crisis support. But Carmen also has some additional steps and things that we can do.
Yes. Some of the things that you want to remember is once you ask somebody and you open that dialogue with them as far as that goes, and then they realize that they're not being judged and things, is just always remember to be there for that person. Don't ever make any commitments to them that you can't keep. Don't make any promises that you cannot fulfill. So if you say that, you know, you're going to check on them each day at a certain time, then make sure you're doing that, or at least make arrangements with somebody to do that, whether it be family or friends. Some of the other things is, you know, after that, help them get connected. Help them find resources and then ask them if they are already seeing a counselor. Do you need to, you know, do you need to reach out to them? Do we need to talk to your doctor? You know, who can we get to help out with this? And, you know, if it's serious enough, let me help you. Let's go to the emergency room and let's get some help for you. And then once they do get that help, be sure to follow back with them and make sure that they understand that you're there for them. And it's not just, I was going to do this and then I'm not going to see you again. It's make sure they understand you really are there to support. And like we said, we have the 988 lifeline that's come out new this year. There's also a crisis text line, and all you have to do is text the word help to 741-741. That is the crisis text line, 741-741.
You mentioned earlier that sometimes in rural areas, one of the reasons the numbers are high is because the resources aren't there. I think traditionally we've always kind of fallen back on things like church, our pastoral leaders and stuff to help us with these issues. But I'm actually surprised at how many resources we have here in this area. Brigham kind of outlined those earlier. It's pretty amazing that there are so many things out there for folks to lean on. Is it just that they're not aware sometimes of all those opportunities?
Sorry, Jim. Yes, that is a huge problem, the awareness. And that's one of the reasons I really encourage folks to come to Schilberg on Saturday night, stop by, and just grab resources. Because we mentioned these partners. NAMI Southwest Iowa, for example, does really excellent peer support groups and family support groups. They're all free. We've got them in person and virtually offered. But, you know, that's just one small piece of the whole puzzle, right? We've got therapy offices in town. We've got, we talked about the VA coming with more veteran-specific resources. So, yeah, there are a lot of resources out there, and Saturday night would be a great time to see them.
And as far as the veterans go, and I know that there's a lot of people that may not realize that we do have a VA rep here right at Cass County Courthouse. So,
yeah, good point.
So, again, it's all about starting the conversation. Don't let someone suffer in silence. Start the conversation. And one way to raise awareness is coming up this Saturday. So, again, if folks would like to participate in that Saturday evening event, what do they bring along?
I don't think you need to bring anything, you know? We're going to have what? We're going to have some drinks from Coca-Cola. We're going to have some snacks from Cass Health.
Yep. Yep, there's going to be cookies and bars from Cass Health.
Nice.
Coca-Cola has generously, again this year, donated beverages, pop and water. And so all we ask is that they bring themselves and bring their questions.
Okay, lots of resources there for you to pick from and find out more. And again, start that conversation. Very good. Brigham, Carmen, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great turnout here on Saturday.
Thanks.
Thanks so much, Jim.